Kuchen, Kertif, Kertif. Kishe Oikrim, Kohen, Ragleim, Lalas, Laduchen, when the Kohen start walking towards the Duchen, they say, it's Tfilah, Yotam, Kohen, Hashem, Elikein, Shetei, Baruch, Azul, Shetei, Viti, the Baruch, Azam, Yisrael, Baruch, Shleim, Evroim, Mikshur, Oven, Me'at, Ve'olim. My Baruch should be complete Baruch, without any cause of Aver, Chas, V'sholem. Ma'isim, Tfilah, Zul, Ad, Shikola, Omen, Shalidom, Tziyat, Zivu. They say this Tfilah, till the Suyachtibur finishes his bracha of Lechona Lehoinet, and Amen will the Tzibur will answer Amen on their bracha also. Mishavur says, according to this, it's Pasha that the Kohenim also should answer Amen after the bracha of Suyachtibur. So basically, they finish together the Suyachtibur, and then they say Amen on the bracha of Suyachtibur. Ramah says that this Tzibur, they should say, when they're standing in front of the Aron Kodesh, not as they're walking towards the Aron Kodesh. And the Shavur says that that's the Minig. According to this Minig, they walk up to the Aron, and they say Maidin together with the Tiva, and that's what they say this is the Yivat. Sif Yod, Oymin Vaduchim, Pneim Klapi Ahechel, Vachreim Klapi Om, but for same Kufim Tov Kapein, Ad Shishliach Tiva and Sai Maidin. As the Shliach is getting close to the end of Maidin, of Moedin, the Kohanim are facing the Aron Kodesh, and they raise their hands and put their fingers in the right position. Razim Shnaim Kohanim Lehem. If the two of them, then the Shliach Tzibur says, Kohanim, only the two, because it says, Amor Lohem, Loshen Rabin. There's only one, he just starts by himself. So, according to the Machava, the Shliach Tzibur says, Kohanim. The Ramah says, Lo Yom Elikeinu Velikeinu Yisrenu. Should say the whole Kehle Kehle say, which the Chazalim say when there's no Kohanim, just rely on that one word, Kohanim. Yeshayimim, Shayimim, Yisav, Alachash, and Yilas Kohanim. Some say, the Shlech Tzibur says, Kehle Kehle say no quietly, so he gets the word Kohanim, and then he says it, Bakorah. Chayzim, Am, Kehshech, Kohom, Balachash, and he continues that request quietly. Fenogim, Yilas, Eil, Taramos, and Zazim, in his places. I said, show today the minig is just to say Kohanim. And so Bruce says, if the Aron Kodesh is in the north, and the Shliach Tzibur is facing to the east, it's not directly in front of the Shliach Tzibur, or the Kohanim stand in front of the Aron Kodesh, not in front of the Shliach Tzibur. Which if you have them both in the same place, Bakashar, but if not, you go by the Aron Kodesh, and then Mishabu brings the Pichodesh that holds, it's better for them to be facing the standard position of the tzibur, which is in front of the shliach tzibur. The shabur brings from Achreinim Shemazaya Kodesh that if the Kohen does not get along with the tzibur, it's dangerous for him to be giving the bracha. So it's important for Kohenim to be in good terms with everybody. Marziv Zem Klapi Yor. So after they are called by the chazan, they turn towards the tzibur. Like we said before, there's only one coin. He starts putting himself into the position of facing the tzibur with his hands upright without being called to do so. There's a discussion with if there's a coin and a coin cotton. The second coin is under the mitzvah. Can you say coin? So the Mishavur starts off with the opinion that you can do it since the mitzvah is two coin. And brings the Pichodesh, which is fakers about it, and says the Etzel that if you're not going to have a hefsek because of this, then it's acceptable to call Kohanim even when one of the two of them is a cotton. So the Maitha nowadays that the Chatan Bechazan take Kohanim, somebody else is Kohanim, so there's no problem for us to take Kohanim when you have a Kohen Godin and a Kohen Cotton.